with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So I'm here with JJ Murphy. She is a wild edibles forager. And she wants us to not only save money, but just to understand how to eat, you know, more healthy and use what's right in our environment. But, of course, doing it in a gentle way where we're not harming the environment. JJ, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Hello. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. So I have your website here, thejoyfulforager.com. I like it. It's a lot of pictures, very easy to follow. We like websites like this, JJ, so you did a really good job there. You mentioned in the previous segment you have a book. Do you want to just quickly tell us about the book?
Yes, it's called Joyful Foraging, Learn How to Feast on the Food That is Growing All Around You. It is available exclusively at my website, and it profiles 10 plants that grow in abundance. There's no danger of over-harvesting them. They grow where people live, in urban, suburban, and rural environments. And they are, I chose plants that are distinct looking, that you wouldn't have a hard time mixing them up with other plants.
Okay, good. Yeah. Yeah, that's important, I would think, because we don't have time to become botanists, right, and learn everything there is to know about the plants. Let me ask you something, Jay. How did you get started on this?
Well, I think, like everyone else, I was looking for a way to eat healthy and delicious food without going broke. I don't really like going to the store and shopping, and I began to notice that there is a lot of green plant life, and many of the plants that kind of you get the weed whacker really are tastier, they're more nutritious, the cultivated plants are watery in comparison, and I just like to eat well, and I thought, yeah, why not? I certainly started, as I would advise everyone to start, if you're walking to school or work or around the block or walking your dog or whatever, start noticing those green things growing around you. Not just stuff growing from the earth, but in flower boxes and all kinds of places where little plants grow up. Whenever the soil is disturbed or dug or scratched or whatever, moved for any reason, a plant will grow. And many of those plants are edible. I began
I was just going to say, JJ, it's funny. I'm on your site right here, and I'm reading. You mentioned it's not just things growing in the ground. Here you talk about quickweed growing in a forgotten terrace flower pot. What is quickweed?
Quickweed is my second favorite plant. It is also a plant that tastes like spinach. It's in the daisy family, and it has kind of a fuzzy leaf with a little itty-bitty daisy-like flower, so it's better cooked. But the thing I like best about quickweed is, you know how when you get a big bunch of spinach and you cook it and you've got a little tiny bit of spinach? Well, when you cook the quickweed, it doesn't lose volume. So you've got whatever you harvest, you're going to have. If you harvest enough to fill a bowl, you'll have that after it's cooked. And that's one of my favorite things about that plant.
So when you see something like quickweed, or you see a different type of plant maybe growing out of the ground or whatever, what kind of tools do I need? What's the proper way or correct way to actually harvesting that plant?
Well, the first thing I want to do is be sure of my identification. So before I eat it, I will study it, I'll take pictures or draw it or, you know, and make sure that I'm sure of my identification. But not everybody can eat everything. So the next thing I'll do, which is safe, you can't get into any trouble if you touch it to your lips or your tongue, and just wait. If you don't have any kind of reaction, it doesn't tingle or make you go numb, then you're not going to have a problem if you eat a small portion, like 1 ounce worth, and then wait and make sure that it's not rough on your digestion or whatever, and learn one plant at a time. There's no rush here. I think this is something for me that is joyous because I enjoy spending my time. I'd rather spend 15 minutes walking around the edge of a park or a yard or something and harvesting the plants I know than stressing myself in the store wondering who else has been touching the food and how long it's been there and where it came from in the first place. So, you know, this is a lifestyle, but I am convinced that the plants that I'm eating not only taste good, but I do not take any pharmaceutical medications. I rarely go to the doctor. I have great energy. And eating has become fun instead of an ordeal or a chore.
Yeah. I liked what you said about if you're not sure, you could just touch it to your lips or your tongue. And I was watching, JJ, a show about the Navy SEALs, and that's what they teach them to do. If they ever get lost or, you know, out in an area that they're not familiar with, you can just take something that you think looks pretty good, you just touch it to your mouth and see what happens, right? Is that kind of what you do?
Well, fortunately, we're not in this survival situation, so we do have the leisure. What I'll do is a lot of times take a plant. Maybe I've been eating it in its baby stage, and I've never seen it in its full mature stage, and I want to be 100% sure. So I'll take that plant, and I'll press it in a notebook, or I'll consult a field guide, or I'll go to my colleagues and say, is this what I have here? And just be sure. I use the analogy, if I invited you to a party where you didn't know anyone, everybody would look strange and indistinct until you started noticing details of someone's voice or their posture or their gestures. Well, it's the same with the wild plants. Spend a few minutes, give yourself the gift of a mini vacation, turn off the cell phone, and sit with that plant for a few minutes. And the magic there is you will start recognizing it wherever it's growing, wherever you walk.
Yeah.
New York City is one of my fun. Yeah, New York City is one of my fun places because I was in the city a few months ago in the summertime, and Lamb's Quarters was being sold as wild spinach for $12 a pound. One of the things...
And that's a lot, right?
Well, spinach was $4 a pound, so you tell me. Lamb's Quarters, yeah. My free Lamb's Quarters, which, by the way, I have in my kitchen as we speak... Another way to help yourself learn identification is buy it there or ask for a sample of one leaf there and compare it to what you see in your yard. It's really not hard to learn. It's just a matter of making the decision, I'm going to do this, in the same way that you make a decision to learn anything.
Yeah. Well, JJ, I think something that you're hitting on is really important here. You know, we live such crazy lives today, right? I mean, we're all just going. Everything is instant gratification. Everything has to be right now. I mean, we go out, we walk our dog, we're in a nice wooded area, and all we see is just dirt and the same, what looks like the same plant everywhere. What you're saying is slow down, take your time out there, look at the plants, you'll start recognizing the differences, you'll start seeing these different varieties. I mean, I think it's just something we, not only is it healthy eating and saving us money, it's just going to be good for us, right?
Yeah, and that, you know, again, 15 minutes out of a whole day isn't that much time, and I really am a big believer in baby steps. You know, if you're standing at the bottom of a flight of stairs, you're not going to leap to the top step. You're going to go one step at a time, and so I do want to mention while we have our time what it is that
we're going to end it right there. We're pretty much at the end. Let me just go ahead and give the website to my listeners. It's thejoyfulforager.com. Go check it out. You can look at our ebook and get outside and see what you can do when it comes to foraging. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.